Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all got something to be thankful. We all got something to be thankful about in the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you for coming to worship with us today on this Greater St. Stephen's Worship Experience. I will be your presider today. I am Elder Dante Farmer. And we first want to give an honor to God for blessing us to come into his house today. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for allowing us to wake up and to witness his glory and to witness his testimony that surpasses all understanding. To the angel of this dear house, we pray that God continues to watch over her and guide her all the way from the crown of her head all the way to the lower her feet. May God continue to be with the elders, Elder Mindy Weather, our executive pastor. Continue to be with our very own Deacon Glenn, Evangelist Barbara. We thank you for all our mothers and our deaconesses. For those who are not here, our family, for those who are shut in and sick, we want to send a continued prayer of restoration, of peace, of health. We know that God is in a working business, and we're going to continue to pray, and we're going to continue to lift him up in prayer. At this particular time, now that protocol has been established, we will now go into our song of preparation, and followed by that will be our prayer of worship by our very own Sister Kamisha, and then we will have our song.
Thank you.
Right now, for our next order of worship, we are having another song.
And then we will have our scripture reading by our very own Brother Farrell, and followed by that would be our opening prayer by our very own Deacon Gwen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is feeling well. That was something, wasn't it? All right. I'll be reading from New King James Version, 1 Peter. I'll be reading 22-25. So those of you that want to join in, just go ahead and take your time and find it. We've been talking about God's enduring word. All right. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Amen. God have a blessing to the ears and the ears of the Lord.
We need you, Thank you.
Among us. So in order to stir up way today. Come on, let the Lord have his way. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you how powerful the word hallelujah is. If we were to go to Japan, Apostle, and say hallelujah, the people would just lift up their hands. If we were even to go to Russia this morning and stand in the middle of all the bombs that are going off and say hallelujah, the people would lift their hands. If we were to go to Ukraine this morning and say hallelujah, but if we were to go to Jerusalem and say hallelujah, the people would just fall on their knees to worship the true and living King. My 11-month-old grandson, when I say hallelujah at home, you know what he does, Papa? Hallelujah is a powerful word, say. Let's just lift it up one more time, because I feel a breaking in this place. Come on. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, send forth your anointing in this place. Touch our hearts and our minds. Cause us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the highest praise. Glory. I don't know what you've been going through this week, but I know that just by singing that little word, hallelujah, I see in the spirit realm God restoring peace, restoring strength, restoring hope, setting the pathway straight. Yeah, this week the road might have been crooked, but I hear him saying the path has been straightened. Where there was fear and doubt, he has removed. Just because we lifted him up, because we exalted him, we gave him glory and honor. Hallelujah. So this week is going to be greater than last week, because the praise that I have ushered up in advance for the things that are coming. And I declare and decree, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every plan that God has for us, it shall come to pass. I'm speaking prophetically. We ought to be receiving it. I don't know what we're doing. Let's receive. Let's get in the place of worship. Get in the place of worship. Anything outside of here don't need to be right here right now. Crucify your flesh. Lift up your hands. Come on. Come on. Stay focused. Stay with me. Come on. We got to be with one accord. You can't be doing your own thing. God said this week won't be like last week, but I'm giving you blessings to go through the week. I'm giving you right now words of encouragement to encourage somebody that you ain't spoke to in a couple of weeks. They're going to call and ask, just to say hello, but they're really going to need a word of encouragement. And you're the only one that can give it to them, because you're the only one that they know that can get a prayer through. So God, right now, he's pouring out his spirit on us that we may be able to do the work that he has commissioned and commanded us to do. It's not in these four walls, it's outside. And you came inside to get this, to get the oil change, to get the tune-up, to get the brake fixed, to get in alignment, huh? Yes, God. You came in this morning for a pit stop. The Spirit of the Lord is here, church. We're moving according to his spirit. We're not going according to what's on program now. We're moving according to the spirit. The altar is open. If you desire prayer, you want prayer, the altar is open. I thank Elder Farmer for putting our order of worship together for us, for all of those who have brought us to this appointed time of our place of worship. But most of all, I thank the Spirit of the Living God for coming in and resting upon us. I'm going to ask Elder Lady Beth if she would come and pray the prayer of faith over us today.
Lord, we just come to you, Father, right now. We lift our hands up, Lord, ready to receive what you have in store for us today, Jesus. There may be a lot of things going on outside or in the family or even in our bodies, but we've decided right now we're going to look to you, Jesus. Let all those other things drop aside and look to you, Jesus, for what you have in store on this day, Lord Jesus. We come declaring peace in the name of Jesus. Jesus wants to drop peace on you right now. Jesus wants to drop joy into your spirit right now. Jesus wants to drop healing into your body right now. Jesus wants to restore what the enemy came in to shake up or break up or try to steal from you. He is the God of restoration, and we receive that restoration right now, Lord Jesus. I heard it earlier, Father, restoration. The word restoration, Lord. We receive it now. We lift our hands, Lord, and we look to you, Jesus, because you're the God of all. You're the God of it all. You're the Lord of it all. We look to you, Jesus, knowing that you're the one that paid the price, Jesus. You're the one that went to the cross, Jesus. You're the one that bled and died for it, Jesus. We look to you now, Father, Lord, and we receive it. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Whatever you need, today is your day. Just say yes. Just say yes. We come to you, Lord, with our yes today. We come with our yes. We're ready to receive it, Lord. No more hindrance as of this very moment. We decided we're going to shake it off, Lord. We're going to move in the things that you have for us, Lord. We're going to live in the ways that you prepared for us, Lord. We're going to accept that you are the Lord of all, Father, Lord. We've decided today's the day of restoration. We receive it right now. We receive restoration. If you need healing, it's happening in this very moment. I just ask you to reach your hand out and grab what's in the atmosphere for you. There's healing in the atmosphere. we came in and we shifted it with our praise. We shifted the atmosphere with our worship. We shifted the atmosphere with the prayer. We shifted the atmosphere to move in the way that God would have things move. We shifted from the earthly to the heavenly. We've shifted from the earthly to the heavenly. Hallelujah. We have shifted, and we declare to be so. And we say yes, Lord. 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 We're not going to walk out the same way we walked in, because we have said yes to your will, oh God. We have said yes to your power, God. We have said yes to the restoration that you have in mind for us, Lord. We declare the families are being restored in this very moment. We speak to the hearts of the children that have gone astray, and we call them back to the heart of the Father. Right now, we declare to be so in this atmosphere. We speak health. We speak wealth. We speak finances. We speak good news. Hallelujah. We speak kingdom. Hallelujah. We seek first the kingdom of God and know that all those other things are going to be added. Whatever your all is today, I say today is your day to say yes. Hallelujah. We say yes. 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 We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Holy power of God, we call on you right now to fall in this house. We call on you, Lord, to fall in this atmosphere. Hallelujah. We call on you, Lord, and we say yes. We say yes. We say yes. And we say amen, so be it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God is so good. God is so worthy of all our praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him glory and honor. Amen. For the things that he has done and for the things that he is doing in our midst. Come on and clap your hands and give God praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're truly grateful to God for each of you who are here with us on today. Amen. It's so good to see our family and our friend, Apostle Matt, Lady Beth. Come on, show them some love. Mother Nancy and Brother Dennis. Amen. I don't know why Dennis keeps escaping my mind, because I've got two Dennises. One, Dennis, we share a birthday, Dennis Mitchell, Dennis Phillips, and then Dennis Kearney, amen? So I don't know why I can't remember Dennis, but it's going to get there, right? Amen. We're so grateful to God that you all are here with us, to our executive pastor, Elder Manyweather, and to protocol has been established. I'm not supposed to go back through that, but I sat in a church on Sunday, and they got up. Everybody got up. They got up and repeated the protocol. I'm like, y'all know that's not in order. So I'm not supposed to get out of order. Amen. So I'm. Let me get back. Just few observations, and we're going to go to the Word of God. Thank you for your prayers for Brother Kimmins. Amen. He was in the hospital last week, and they moved him Friday to a skilled nursing home out in Beaverton. And so we've been back and forth to Beaverton. Oh, I didn't go anywhere yesterday. I laid on the couch, amen, just to receive some strength and some energy. But thank you. Thank you for your prayers for Sister Vicky. Amen, amen. God is a God that hears and answers prayers. We want to continue to pray for Mother Mays, Mother Gloria, Sister Shirley Barfield. We want to keep our church family lifted up in prayer and continue to pray for Mother Harris and Deacon Quinn. Continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. Amen. We want to continue to continue to pray, because when you can't do it, God can, and God's got it. Amen. So let's continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. I don't know if there's any first-time callers. If there's any first-time callers on the line, press 1 on your phone. You can look and see their hand go up, Brother Farrell, because I don't know where Sister Kamisha went. If there's any first-time callers on the line, press 1 on your phone. We can bring you on live, and then we can share. But let's not forget, this is the beginning of Holy Week. This is the beginning of Holy Week, and we will be taking desserts to our first responders at the local fire stations this Friday. If you can meet me here at 2 o'clock, because I plan to go to Allen Temple's 12 o'clock Good Friday service. Amen. So Allen Temple will be having a 12 o'clock noon service on Friday. Then at 2 o'clock, I'll be here, and you can pick up the desserts and the treats that we'll be taking to the fire department. Elder, did you get your 14? You have 3 of the 14. Okay. All right. So we are going to be taking desserts to the fire department. I will have all the addresses and the cards ready on Friday. Amen. That's how we're going to celebrate. And then on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning at 10 a.m., I will be at the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, 3005 North Missouri. I will be at Fellowship at 10 a.m. preaching, worshiping with them. Amen. And then we'll be back home here at 11:30 preaching, celebrating with the family. Amen. Amen. So we're excited about what the Lord is doing for us. We're excited about this week of celebration. Amen. I want to thank our outreach ministry. On Friday night, we did feed the shelter. Amen. Come on. They sent out some new rules and regulations, but the team adhered to it, and it was done. Amen. Dinner was served, and so I want to thank them for carrying that out. Amen. Also want to remind us that tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll be meeting with our finance team, and so we're asking all of those to be here at 5. Elder Minnieweather, Elder Farmer, will you be available? Okay, Elder Farmer, Brother Farrell, Deacon Gwen, Mother Kimmon, and Sister Tanya, amen, and Sister Janetta, amen, Sister Janetta. And we'll call Mother Gloria. That's her dialysis day, so I'll get what she needs to say tonight to relay the message in case she's pooped out for that. That's all I have is pastoral observations. It's good to see you all. It's so wonderful to be in the house of the Lord, where we can come together to praise his holy name. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, my life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. I pray that your word would come forth, God, and bring forth a stirring up in your people, that we would be on fire about this week, a thriving week, a week of celebration. We honor you, our risen Savior. Be exalted, be glorified. Give hearing to the hearer and give a due right spirit to the doer. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Amen. Just for a few moments, I want to call your attention to the book of Matthew. Amen. To the book of Matthew. Amen. I want to call your attention to the book of Matthew. I do have liberty in the house, don't I? Amen. Amen. I saw folks grab their Sunday school book and made some eye contact at me. But we do have liberty in the house of the Lord. Ain't that right, Deaconette? Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21. You all know this is my favorite time of the year. And I'm excited about this. I mean, I like Christmas because I like gifts. But I like Easter because Jesus did something for me can't nobody do for me. He died for the remission of my sins. And he cleanses me from all unrighteousness when I confess and repent. Amen. And can't nobody judge me. Come on, I'm not being Tupac or nothing. Ain't that one of his lyrics? But I'm telling you the truth. Can't nobody judge me but Jesus. So you know that. Get that. Stick that. Keep that in your reservoir. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. And y'all know I don't like reading that many scriptures because that's not what we're supposed to be doing. But I want to read verses 1 through 5. And when you get home, you can read 1 through 11 because that's where I'm going to preach from. But verses 1 through 5 says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were soon to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, there sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them." Verse 4 says, "And this was done that it might be fulfilled, which spoke the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughters of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Just for a few moments, I want to talk about a practical lesson from an unpractical parade. A practical lesson from an unpractical parade. I imagine that most of us have been to the Rose Festival parade at one time in our lives. Many of us have sat along MLK. Some of us got there early. Some of us got there right before the parade was starting.
I remember when my children were young and they had the opportunity. Their mother wasn't into all of that. But our next door neighbor, Miss Rosie Dean Lovin, took all the kids on the block. Did y'all spend the night? But they went before the crack of dawn, early, to get their spot ready for the parade. It's a big deal. Anybody ever been to the Rose Festival Parade? All right, performed in it? All right. So you waited for the float, you waited for the band, and you were excited. You know, there sometimes you can go to the parade and you catch the before show. Those shows you have to purchase tickets to go to. You get to sit inside of the Rose Quarter, the Coliseum. You see the crowning of our Rose Festival princess. All that happens before the parade. Y'all didn't know all that. They crown her and they get her up on the float and get her ready and put on that, the Rosarians put that long cape on her and put that big old crown on her, and they position all the girls where they're supposed to be on the float. And you get to see all of that when you pay to buy a ticket to sit in the Coliseum. Maybe you, and all of you, I'm glad you, but I love parades. I watch the Macy Day Parade on Thanksgiving. I also love to watch the Rose Parade that is done in Pasadena, California. Parades are exciting. You get the beautiful flowers, you get the marching bands, and you get to see the floats, but it's something about being at the parade that makes a difference, that makes an impact, because the flowers are bigger, they're brighter, and when the band come, it gets your feet to moving, because when you're watching it at home, it don't affect you the same way as it does while you're being there. I did some research, and I found out that there were at least 10 unforgettable parades in the United States, one of them being the Macy Day Parade in New York City. The other one is the Rose Parade, Pasadena, California. And ain't no party like a party in New Orleans. The Mardi Gras Parade. Chicago does the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Washington, D.C. does the National Cherry Blossom Festival Parade. What I saw that these parades are very spectacular, beautiful, breathtaking. Events happen that you will never, ever forget. It's been embedded in your heart and your mind. Well, just for a few moments, I want to talk to you about a parade none of us was there to witness. It took place over 2,000 years ago. This is Palm Sunday, the Passion Sunday. Jesus was headed up to Jerusalem for Passover. Him and thousands of others. They had to climb a rocky, dusty road to get toward the city. Those who lived around the area made this trip annually. All the way there, they sang praise songs. We call them the Psalms. Psalms 120 through 132 declares their trust for God, that they need God in their lives in order for them to function. They proclaim God's glory and the joy that God has given them as they prepare to worship Him in the temple. Emotions were running pretty high on this day. Rome put out extra troops in the city because the likelihood of riots and attacks are high. Crime is high when a city is all in festive moods. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how. You've seen when stuff happens around here, you see extra cops and riding on back of trucks, and they just holding on to the truck like they on SWAT or something. But this year, something special happened. This year was an unusual parade, unusual Passover. This year, someone else entered into Jerusalem. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was from the book of Zechariah. In chapter 9, which our text does not give us, chapter 9, verse 9, Matthew told us that the prophets told them that the king was riding into the city, and all of Jerusalem, all of Zion, needs to be prepared to praise him, need to be prepared to worship him. Bore the King of Kings, although they did not recognize it or admit to it, here comes King Jesus. He wasn't walking. He was riding. Some of them that were close to him, who had seen miracles like him raising Lazarus from the dead, him turning water into wine, him healing people full of demons, weren't really sure what was going to happen at this parade or the events that were coming. They didn't know what was coming. Do we know what's going to happen next week? They didn't know, but they was along for the ride. This parade wasn't practical for many of those entering Jerusalem that day. Some dismissed the man on the donkey. Others were caught up in the rituals of the psalm. Others were there because of all of the excitement. Others didn't really know what a difference a Messiah could make, even if this Jesus were who he claimed to be. I would say that today, sadly, there are still those type of folks coming to worship, working with us on our jobs, sitting with us at home. People are afraid God will make a difference. People who have just missed the opportunity, those people miss the opportunity to experience God's love. What can we remotely learn about a parade? First thing I want us to understand is that we can trust Jesus. Jesus isn't misplaced trust. We can all think of things we've trusted in, people we've believed in, and they have let us down and disappointed us. They've hurt us. We waited for the big things only to have it frazzle up. We're saved to get the new toy only to have it not be that great at all. Jesus is the only person who won't let us down. Jesus is the only person who will stand by us through thick and thin. As Jesus rides into Jerusalem, he does something that was seen only by the disciples. He accepted the praise of the people. He doesn't hush them as he does the demon. He doesn't quiet them by saying, "It's not my time." He lets them sing songs of praises toward the city and accept their own. All of those who were there, recognizing who he was, began to throw palm branches and their clothes in the street as he entered in. This was a way of entering the king. This was a way of showing worship and adoration. Not everyone who was there understood what was happening. The Jewish leaders who witnessed this got upset. They were worried about what God would think about the people worshiping this ordinary man riding on this donkey. They were worried about what the Roman soldiers might think if the crowd's belief in this Messiah was once again taken down the road of revolution. Shut those people up, they told Jesus. And his answer was revealing. Creation itself cannot keep silent. At his coming, the rocks are going to cry out. A second practical side to this parade is that we see something that God wants to show us. He's showing us those who are dead, who are set against God's agenda in this world. Anybody that is against the agenda of God is a dead man walking. It seems in the fact that Jesus entered Jerusalem on an ass rather than a horse. This was a very common animal and the main way of moving goods throughout the Middle East. Conquering kings and generals as a way to enter a city and proclaim peace to those they had overcome. The alternative was to enter on their war horse and bring destruction on Jerusalem. Jesus entered bringing peace, not unmerciful punishment. He came to Jerusalem with love, forgiveness, and friendship. But as we know from the rest of the events that week, the audience weren't receptive to Jesus. A week later, that same audience that was saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we love you," cried out, "Crucify him." Isaiah 50 shows how the Messiah, Jesus, was a loving and giving in spite of the open hostility and abuse that he received from others. This side of Easter, as followers of Jesus, we need to be cautious of the animals we choose to ride. I believe God calls us to enter with an offering of peace and an offering of love. I believe he does not call us to sell out what we believe or to compromise his truth, but to bless those to inquire, not attack or destroy. A third practical thing from this parade is that we are to recognize and worship Jesus as we gain power to do his work in this world. Christ gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what Paul said. What Jesus did on the cross and proclaimed in this parade has been passed down to us. We don't have to die because Jesus already did that. but we do have to serve others so that Jesus' message of love and reconciliation is spread to those who do not know, to those who do not believe, to those who refuse to believe it. You all already know this. I'm not telling you nothing you don't already know. Our world is full of evil, hatred, danger, darkness, in the school, on the job, at the airport, bus stations, even in the church house. Danger is lurking everywhere we go. Each generation, I heard you, Brother Farrell, it gets worse and worse. But we are called to be peacemakers.
Yeah.
We are called to be peacemakers. It's not the peace that we have on our own. Because the peace that I have on my own, I turn it on and off when I get ready. Be for real. The peace that we have is going to switch. Today I don't feel like being bothered. Come at me if you want to. But the peace of God, it keeps our mind stayed on him. If we keep our mind stayed on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. And that peace can't be controlled. Jesus entered into Jerusalem proclaiming that peace was coming. Love was coming. You know, discipleship and the art and the skill of discipleship, Apostle, is missing in the church. There's more to discipleship than enthusiasm. Hear me now. We can be excited about going out telling people, but if our approach is off, that's how the crowd was. Their approach was off. Jesus was there to help them become peaceable and loving. But their approach to him was off. Therefore, they could not receive what he was giving. And when we go out, if our approach is off, they're not going to receive what we're giving. It's going to go in one ear and out the other. The crowd here at this parade, they were yelling, "Crucify him," just as loud as they was shouting, "Hosanna." Matthew 7, 21 through 24, some very sobering words. It says, this is Jesus talking, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer." We're not talking about backsliders here. We're talking about people who have never confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. People who have denied him. People who have said his agenda is fake. It ain't real. Discipleship is about making the hard calls for Jesus against the world to bring order to things. It is a commitment to Jesus. Discipleship means obedience to Christ, not just having a testimony of what he has done. From this parade, we saw Jesus entering in Jerusalem, knowing what was facing him. He didn't have to send the disciples out to go get that donkey. They didn't have to obey. But the will of the Lord will be done. Jesus came, he was born to die. And he died that we may live again. So from this parade, what do I want? What do we want to take home today? Obedience. We must respond to Jesus with obedience. We may not be aware of where we are headed, but we must be obedient to what God is calling us to do.
Amen.
The next thing that we can learn from here is we all must know how to roll out the red carpet. We need to welcome Jesus with open arms. It don't take much. You saw the moment we started singing hallelujah, how the floodgates opened up, how the glory of the Lord came in. I don't know about you, but I felt the anointing. I felt the shifting of my mind. It don't take much. Just got to be a willing vessel. Just got to be open. We must respond to Jesus with a praise. How do we praise Jesus? Do we wait till Sunday morning to sing songs and shout unto God with a voice of triumph? What song are you singing? Everything we do in our life should be a praise.
Yeah.
Praise is what I do. The next thing that we must glean from this parade is an explanation. The crowd wasn't aware of all that was happening. They didn't know that Jesus had sent the disciples to get the donkey. They didn't know that he was coming in as a lowly servant, but reigning as King of Kings. They didn't know that he would be marched from judgment hall to judgment hall. They didn't know. They didn't know they was going to have the opportunity to choose Barabbas or Jesus. But can you explain the events of the parade that impacted your life? See, some of them were there for many different reasons. And if you were in tune to the Spirit, you saw it. You saw the prophecy come to pass of Isaiah, Zechariah. You saw the prophecy come to pass. What we've been reading, all the minor prophets have been talking about Jesus coming to be the Prince of the Peace, to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am. All of the prophets told us about it. And if you were in tune to the Spirit, you saw what was happening. And if you're in tune to the Spirit, you got an explanation of what's going to take place next. You can tell your brothers and sisters, be of good cheer. God is not mocked. He will do what he said he would do if you only believe. If you only have faith. My Bible say the size of a mustard seed. Faith can move mountains if we only believe. We can expect God to do great things. And when he does, we need to explain what has happened. It wasn't by chance. It wasn't by coincidence. And you didn't get that lucky. You know, folks cracked me up being lucky playing the lottery. How much money you spend to get that winning ticket? You gave up a whole lot. Could have fed some folks. Could have paid some folks rent. Could have bought some folks some groceries. But You got lucky. When God blesses us, it is not an accident. It is something that he has planned, preordained, just for you. And the only one that can mess up that blessing is you. We must take this lesson from the parade and apply it to our lives. We must live in obedience. We must roll out the red carpet for him. We must praise him. And we always must have an explanation of our faith. Why do we do what we do? And what has God done for you? What the Bible say, always be ready to give an answer. But remember this, a soft answer. Oh, come on, I'll thank you, Bible reader. Uh-huh. A soft answer turns away wrath. We're standing all over the sanctuary. I know this wasn't that great of a message for us. But we had to learn something from Palm Sunday, from that great parade. I'm sure when the week was over, somebody stopped and reflected back. He was the one riding on the donkey. Now they got him nailed to a cross, high and lifted up. What Jesus did on Calvary, my brothers and sisters, he did just for you. And I want you to know today you owe him another praise. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. This is our call to discipleship. If you are in need of prayer, if you are searching for a church home, if you are a backslider and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, this is the time. This is the time that we make available. We make this appeal so that those that hear the word can move according to what the word has spoken to them and given to them. And it's up to us to give it, and it's up to the people to receive it. Don't want to take for granted that everybody here is saved. Somebody might have been just like them people in the crowd. I just showed up because I saw all the excitement. I didn't know what was going on. So let's never assume that everybody in the house is saved. But make sure we do our due diligence to do the call of discipleship so that we can help bring others to Christ. And it's through the preaching of the gospel. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for what you did for us on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We exalt you now, Father. We ask that you be glorified in our lives. That this week, Father, not only this week, but as we go throughout the rest of the year, as long as there's breath in our body, God, let us live in obedience. Let us throw it off the red carpet. Let us give you praise. And then let us not be ashamed to have an explanation of why we believe what we believe, why we do what we do, and why we say what we say. Because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We love you, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's bring our offering. If you have an offering that you would like to bring today, we want to make that available now to bring your offering, your tithes, and your offering. You may do that at this time. For those that are worshiping through Blog Talk, you can send your tithes and offering to our Cash App, which is at $GSFMBCPDX. That's Cash App, $GSFMBCPDX. Amen. Deacon Faye, you want to talk to us a minute? And then I have two people that want to make announcements, and you can do music. Deaconess Faye is coming. And then we're going to invite. Okay. All right. Amen. Love you. Love you. Amen. Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering that have been given. We give you name. We give your name the glory, the honor, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Apostle Matt, Lady Beth, Mother Nancy, Brother Dennis, for worshiping with us. May your peace be with them, Father, as they go to their next assignment. Be glorified, be magnified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. After Deaconess Faye is coming, we have two announcements coming. You can play music for them. They received the benediction. Amen. Y'all can have a seat. Just a moment, please.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm here just to remind everyone of our upcoming 40th anniversary. We have, amen, amen. Come on, y'all. Come on. God is doing a great thing. He's doing a great thing. And I just give him the glory. And we look forward to this 40th year. And we all have been asked to give $400. Those of you that has given and those that preparing to give, please do so. I know you could have started giving, I believe it was $33, I believe, last year. But at any rate, give what you can so we can reach our goal. And that goal is $8,000, $10,000. Okay, I'm sorry, $10,000. But anyways, I have envelopes for those of you that need envelopes to start giving. And just give freely from your heart.
Amen.
Be a cheerful giver, and God will give it back to you.
Amen.
And I believe that with all my heart. I really do. So that's what I have for today.
Amen.
So if you need envelopes, I do have some.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. And for our benediction. Two announcements, excuse me.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? Your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God. Come on, everybody.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. It's
to our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's
to our God.
Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Sing hallelujah
to our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's
to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise is
to our God.
I don't care how you're feeling right now. Sing
hallelujah
to our God. Glory,
hallelujah.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God. Hey, this is what I love. God, my Savior.
Continue to stand firm in your faith. Trust in the Lord always, because the word is clear that when two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst of us. May God continue to watch over us. May God continue to bless us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. May this day be blessed in your sight. And may you go before us with that hedge of protection that we need. Lead us and guide us and show us the way, Lord. And may you continue to watch over us with your Holy Spirit. May your blessings be upon us always, from this day forth, forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, let us all say, amen and amen. Be blessed, saints.